44% of Philadelphia's residents are Black. So when the coronavirus erupted last spring, one of the city's Black doctors got really frustrated with how slow the government was responding. So she decided to take action. Nina Feldman of WHYY reports.
Dr. Ayla Stanford is a pediatric surgeon. When the pandemic hit in March, she couldn't do her job. So, like a lot of people, she hunkered down in front of the TV with her husband and kids.
And then the reports came out the first week of April saying, particularly in Philadelphia, that Black people were contracting the disease and dying at a rate greater than everyone else. It just hit me like, what is going on?
At the same time, Stanford was hearing from friends that they couldn't get tests because they didn't have a doctor's note or didn't meet testing criteria.
All these reasons, in my mind, were barriers and excuses, and in essence decided in that moment that we were going to test the city of Philadelphia.
While her mom rented a minivan, Stanford started recruiting volunteers among the doctors and nurses she knew. She got the test kits from LabCorp, where she had an account through her private practice.
When they asked how I was going to pay for the uninsured people, I said, you're going to bill me, and I'm going to figure out how to pay for it later. But I can't have someone die for a test that costs $200.
How did you get the word out?
Church.
The testing van would set up in a church parking lot or pop open a tent on a street corner. People live streamed themselves getting tested on social media. By May, the Black Doctors COVID-19 Consortium was testing up to 300 people a day.
Try not to move, just keep really still. I'm going to take one of these cotton swabs and put it in each nasal passage to the count of five.
Tavir Thomas first got tested back in April. He works at a T-Mobile store and his coworker had tested positive. Then he started feeling short of breath.
People's phones were nasty before COVID. So, you know, I touched probably 100 phones a day. I wanted to get tested, and I wanted to make sure that the people testing me were, like, Black, you know what I mean? And so it was perfect.
Yeah. And why did you want to make sure that the people testing you were Black?
I'm a historian and an Africana studies major at college, and so to be truthful, when, like, new diseases drop, I'm a little weird about, like, the mainstream testing me or sticking anything in me. I'm gonna be truthful with you. I'm a little weird about it, so...
Thomas pointed to the 19th century white surgeon J. Marion Sims, who performed gynecological experiments on enslaved Black women in the American South, and other examples.
The Tuskegee experiments, this was like within my grandparents' lifetime, where they just watched them die from a disease. So I'm cool. I'm good on, like, just random being touched and whatnot.
This time, Thomas brought his brother, Mackenzie Johnson, with him to get tested.
For me personally, at the moment, I don't have, like, insurance, so this was the best possible choice for me.
He'd never been tested before.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Yeah, like, I mean, you cry a little bit. They search in your soul a little bit, but no, it's fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All done.
After its first few months, the group earned the attention and funding of the city and a few foundations. Stanford appreciates the support, but she still wonders why this all fell to her.
And unfortunately, the value put on some of our poorest areas is not demonstrated. It's not shown that those folks matter enough. That's my opinion. They matter to me. That's what keeps me going.
For NPR News, I'm Nina Feldman in Philadelphia.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with WHYY and Kaiser Health News.